On the day, two bombs exploded at the Marriott and Ritz-Carlton hotels in Jakarta. The Jakarta governor, Fauzi Bowo, attended the opening of a conference. He said he went to send a message. The people of Jakarta would not be intimidated by acts of terrorism.
There's a tremendous crowd, I think 100,000 people attending the opening. I was asking them whether they have this feeling, fear for bombing. No, nobody responded by saying yes.
The bombing seemed to have had little long-term impact on the city. The hotels that were attacked have reopened. Foreign investment in the Indonesian economy remains strong. And the governor says the hotel occupancy rate in Jakarta is back up to between 60% and 70%. The reason for the speedy recovery, he says, has been the government's quick reaction to the attacks.
We have been increasing our intelligence services, that's for sure. And then secondly, we retrain and re-inform all the security officers up to the grassroots level about the standing operation procedure that is up to the international standard that we have.
Governor Bowo said the investigation into the bombings is being handled at the national level, and he is confident that in time, the perpetrators will be apprehended. Police suspect the Southeast Asian terror network Jamai Islamiyah is responsible for the blast. Analysts say Malaysian fugitive Nordin Mohammed Top, associated with a militant breakaway faction of the group, is the likely organizer. Top's wife is being questioned by authorities. Police are also investigating an internet message claiming responsibility for the bombings by a group calling itself Al-Qaeda Indonesia, which was purportedly signed by Nordin Top. The governor of Jakarta said this first bombing in Indonesia in nearly 4 years is a reminder the threat of terrorism is always there.
We should be aware that the cell of terrorism, of the soul of terrorism, never dies. Will always be there, moving from one place to another place. But I think we should be alert of it. We should increase the awareness of the people at large.
Governor Bowo says life in Jakarta is returning to normal, in part because of increased security, but also because the people of Indonesia refuse to live in fear. Brian Padden, VOA News, Jakarta.